All right. Good morning, everybody. In light of last week and just assignments and stuff that came in, the scripture that really stood out to me in light of delegation and responsibility is Luke 12:42. And it just simply says this, and the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes." That was verse 43. To me, that's just such, sets it right in place. Taking, you know, being responsible as responsible business owners. I think it was Kevin said in his assignment, you know, the Lord has made him king over his company. We're CEOs, we're large and in charge as stewards. And then I hope Benjamin isn't offended. I want to share a sentence out of Benjamin's assignment and then tell you a little story of my own experience. He talks about how now he's got to have his hands on everything. Because that's just where the Lord has him right now today. He's got to have his hands on all of it. And he says, "I pray that in our business, God would give us the second chance at delegation." So he's learning a hard lesson. And I'm going to tell you about my lesson of delegation. And entrust us with some quality employees who we can nurture and take care of. I also pray that I don't fall into the same mistakes as I had previously. Well, I can tell you all about not taking responsibility and delegating like crazy. Not too long ago, I had a company, and in that company, I had a business partner. I had a sales force. I had a room full of estimators. I had another room full of bookkeepers and AR and AP and you name it. I had all that. I had a full-time only project manager. I had a field superintendent to watch over the foreman. I had, I don't know, at least 10 foremen. I had all of that. And you know what else I had? $0. Zero. There's no money. So plus, there was 100 employees out in the field, so it was a lot of cash in. And if there was $1 million that came in, there was $1,010,000 that went out. And then the Lord eventually just stuck me in the white room. And if you don't know the lesson of the white room, I don't think we have time to go through the whole lesson of the white room this morning. But I had to spend a lot of time in the white room. And the white room is the place where you go where you find out just how little you really need to run your company. Because when I got put in the white room, it was me, an estimator, a bookkeeper, zero foreman, zero salesman, zero field crew. That's what it was. And today I'm still the sales force. I'm still the field superintendent. There's obviously field crews and a few people around. But anyway, I just want to say that it was learning how to be responsible for everything and learning how to properly delegate out to the people that I now have to delegate things as the company's grown. But still, the office is still me. There's only three of us in the office of a pretty good-sized construction company that most of my customers have no idea. There's three of us that do a whole lot. And then I have this awesome infrastructure called the Reddick Corp. And it's quite the office, awesome infrastructure. So you guys might want to look into that as well and see about using them. They really do a great job on your infrastructure. So now as we go into the next chapter of constructive criticism, I think we're going to learn really quick. There's nothing constructive about criticism. Let's pray as we go into the day. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us to be responsible leaders. Sometimes we can look at our little companies or the businesses we're in and think, Lord, we don't have so much. But boy, we have so much. We've been given so much. And we just thank you and praise you for everything we've been given, from the awesome salvation that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ to our families and companies, businesses and employees and people that we get to take care of and we get to be responsible for. We thank you for the gifts and privileges that you give us every day. We commit this day in your hands and this time as we want to move forward this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Scripture that came to mind as Pat was going on is actually a couple. One is just 2 Timothy 3:16, and actually 2 Timothy 4:2. But 3:16, you know, it says, Paul says, all scripture is breathed out by God, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So where do we go? And then 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. You know, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is from God. Constructive criticism always is going to get you off. It doesn't come with solutions. But we have the place to go. We have the place to test. We have the place to see and to know whether something is true or not. And usually constructive criticism, like I said, Pastor, it doesn't come with solutions, but it does come with criticism. It does come to get you off your game. It's a tool, I think kind of the bottom line is really, it's a tool of the enemy to get us off our game, to get us distracted, to get us thinking that maybe I got it, maybe he's right, maybe no, just get it, you know, it doesn't, like I said, solutions, when there's correction, there's a solution. Let's get back on track. Paul, you think of Paul writing the letters he wrote, and you see, what does he say? He always gives them solutions. The solution sometimes very simple. Get back on track. Get, you know, repent. Get right. And that's what we have. God, Christ, Jesus Christ always has solutions. The Pharisees didn't have solutions. They just didn't like him. They didn't like that he seemed to be encroaching on their power and their authority. So they didn't like it. They wanted to hold on to their power and authority. So they found ways to criticize and tear down, where Christ is always there to build up. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. We thank you that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forever, always the same, and always there for us to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. Yeah, we need a little correction here and there, but correction it with a solution to stay on the path, to get on the path, and to strike out for you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We do pray, and as we get back into our day today, Lord, that our eyes would be focused on you, that we would be always seeking that narrow path that keeps us right and keeps us in the right direction. We commit these things to you now. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.